Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and here with Sechas Menachos Daf Chav Dod, the third parak of Kometz Rabba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Kahana answered several questions asked by Rabbi Chiya's sons about Tziruf Kli, a vessel's ability to combine hektish items inside it. If two halves of a Nisaron of a Mincha were placed into the Bisa, the bowl, and a Tevul Yom touched one half, the other half is also disqualified because Kli Matzarif Mashav Asochav HaKodesh, a Kli Sharis combines what's inside it regarding hektish, even though the two halves are not touching. If a third half Isaron was placed between them and a Tevul Yom touched it, the other two halves are not disqualified because a Kli only combines Tzarech HaKli, something which needs the Kli, whereas this third half Isaron is not part of the Mincha. If the Tevul Yom stuck his finger in the airspace between the two halves, they're not disqualified because only a Kli Cheres is Metame through airspace. Rav Kahana then asked Rabbi Chiya's sons, Mau Likmos Mizeh Alzeh, what's the halacha about doing kmitz for one half Isaron for the other? Tziruf deraisa or the rabban? Is the halacha of combination biblical, so the two halves are considered touching even for a leniency, to allow kmitza of one for the other, or is it only the rabban and only a chumra? Point number two, Rava asked, if a nisaron was divided and one half became tame, and they were then placed into the bisa, and then a tevul yom touched the tame half, does the tower half become tame through tziruf kli? Do we say Savula Tuma, the flower is already satiated with Tuma, and the second event of Tuma does not affect it and cannot be extended to the other half with Tziruf Kli, or not? The original Tuma definitely does not spread to the other half since they were not together when the Tuma was contracted. The Gemara proceeds to clarify that a more stringent Tuma definitely takes effect on a less stringent one. Thus, a sheep which was tame from Maga Midras, touched by a Midras, can then become a full Midras if a Zav sits on it. And if it loses its Midras status by being made into a curtain, which is not designed for sitting on, it will revert to its former Maga Midras Tuma. Also, if two Tumas are conveyed simultaneously, both take effect. And point number three, Rava discusses a divided Isaron, where one half was lost and another was designated in its place, and the first was found. All three halves were together in the Visa, and one became tame. If the Avud, the last one, contracted Tuma, then it and the Rishon, the first half, which was never lost, combined to become Tame, but not the Mufrash, the designated replacement, which was never intended to be one Mincha with the Avud. Similarly, if the Mufrash contracted Tuma, it and the Rishon are Tame, but not the Avud. However, if the Rishon contracts Tuma, then all three halves are Tame, since both other halves were designated to be a Mincha with it. Abai says that no matter which half contracted Tuma, all three halves become Tame because Kul B'nei Bikta de Hadadininu. They are all members of the same house, meaning they all belong to one Mincha. They have a parallel Malchokas regarding Kmitza. Rava says if he took Kmitza from the Avud or from the Mufrash, then the Shirayim from it and the Rishon are permitted, but not from the third half. If he took Kmitza from the Rishon, neither of the others can be eaten, since Kmitza can only permit one other half, which cannot be determined. Abai says that regardless of which half he took kmitza from, neither of the others can be eaten, since they're all b'nei bikata d'hadade. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Kahana answered several questions asked by Rabbi Chiya's sons about tziruf kli, a vessel's ability to combine hektish items inside it. If two halves of a nisaron of a mincha were placed into the bisa, the bowl, and a tevul yom touched one half, the other half is also disqualified because kli matzarif mashav asochav HaKodesh, a Kli Sharis combines what's inside it regarding hektish, even though the two halves are not touching. If a third half Isaron was placed between them and a Tevul Yom touched it, the other two halves are not disqualified because a Kli only combines Tzarech HaKli, something which needs the Kli, whereas this third half Isaron is not part of the Mincha. If the Tevul Yom stuck his finger in the airspace between the two halves, they're not disqualified because only a Kli Cheres is Metame through airspace. Rav Kahana then asked Rabbi Chiya's sons, Mau Likmos Mizeh Alzeh, what's the halacha about doing kmitz for one half Isaron for the other? Tziruf deraisa or the rabban? Is the halacha of combination biblical, so the two halves are considered touching even for a leniency, to allow kmitz of one for the other, or is it only the rabban and only a chumra? Point number two, Rava asked, if a Nisaron was divided and one half became Tame, and they were then placed into the Bisa, and then a Tevul Yom touched the Tame half, does the Tower half become Tame through Tziruf Kli? Do we say Savula Tuma, the flower is already satiated with Tuma, and the second event of Tuma does not affect it and cannot be extended to the other half with Tziruf Kli, or not? The original Tuma definitely does not spread to the other half since they were not together when the Tuma was contracted. The Gemara proceeds to clarify that a more stringent Tuma definitely takes effect on a less stringent one. Thus, a sheep which was tame from Maga Midras, touched by a Midras, can then become a full Midras if a Zav sits on it. And if it loses its Midras status by being made into a curtain, which is not designed for sitting on, it will revert to its former Maga Midras Tumah. Also, if two Tumas are conveyed simultaneously, both take effect. And point number three, Rava discusses a divided Isaron, where one half was lost and another was designated in its place, and the first was found. All three halves were together in the Visa, and one became Tame. If the Avud, the lost one, contracted Tuma, then it and the Rishon, the first half, which was never lost, combined to become Tame, but not the Mufrash, the designated replacement, which was never intended to be one Mincha with the Avud. Similarly, if the Mufrash contracted Tuma, it and the Rishon are Tame, but not the Avud. However, if the Rishon contracts Tuma, then all three halves are Tame, since both other halves were designated to be a Mincha with it. Abai says that no matter which half contracted Tuma, all three halves become Tame because Kul B'nei Bikta de Hadadininu, they are all members of the same house, meaning they all belong to one Mincha. They have a parallel Malchokas regarding Kmitza. Rava says if he took kmitza from the Avud or from the Mufrash, then the Shirayim from it and the Rishon are permitted, but not from the third half. If he took kmitza from the Rishon, neither of the others can be eaten, since kmitza can only permit one other half, which cannot be determined. Abai says that regardless of which half he took kmitza from, neither of the others can be eaten, since they're all b'nei bikata dahadadi. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Tevul Yom, who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half. While second Tevul Yom stuck his hand into a large pitcher with three half Nisarons in it, where one had been lost, replaced, and then found again. Once again, slow motion. The Tevul Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher. Pitcher? That must be on Daf Chav Dalet, Kad. The Tevul Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, which reminds us, Rav Kana answered several questions asked by Rabbi Chiya's sons about Tziruf Kli, a vessel's ability to combine Hekdesh items inside it. If two halves of a Nisaron of a Mincha were placed into the Visa, the bowl, and a Tevul Yom touched one half, the other half is also disqualified because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, a Kli Sharis, combines what's inside it regarding Hekdesh, even though the two halves are not touching. So the Tevul Yom stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half of a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, which reminds us, Rav asked if a Nisaron was divided and one half became Tameh, and they were then placed into the Visa, and then a Tevul Yom touched the Tameh half, does the Tar half become Tameh through Tziruv Kli? Do we say Savula Tuma, the flower is already satiated with Tuma, and the second event of Tuma does not affect it and cannot be extended to the other half with Tziruv Kli or not? So the Tevul Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, while second Tevul Yom stuck his hand into a large pitcher with three half Nisarons in it, where one had been lost, replaced, and then found again, which reminds us, Rava discusses a divided Isaron where one half was lost and another was designated in its place, and the first was found. All three halves were together in the Visa, and one became Tameh. If the Avud, the last one, contracted Tuma, then it and the Rishon, the first half which was never lost, combined to become Tameh, but not the Mufrash, the designated replacement which was never intended to be one Mincha with the Avud. The Gemara then explains what the din is if one of the other two Isarons were touched instead. So once again, the Tevul Yom who stuck his right hand into a glass pitcher, touching one half of a Nisaron of a Mincha, disqualifying the other half in it because Kli Mitzarf Mashe B'Socho L'Kodesh, placed his left hand in another glass pitcher and touched half a Nisaron of a Mincha that was already Tameh, wondering if we say Savula Tuma and it won't disqualify the other half, while second Tevul Yom stuck his hand into a large pitcher with three half Nisarons in it, where one had been lost, replaced, and then found again. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Menachos Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. At the Menachos Cafe, resulting the Menachos-style dishes, was Ma'akev serving the dish, which reminds us the mission discusses whether salting a mincha is Ma'akev. So at the Menachos Cafe, resulting the Menachos-style dishes, was Ma'akev serving the dish. The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which sacrificial items require milk and answers anything burned with wood on the mizbeach. So at the Menachos Cafe, where salting the Menachos-style dishes, was Ma'akev serving the dish. The chef would salt any dish that required burning with wood on the grill, shaped like a mizbeach, and made sure to salt any wood that people would donate to the cafe as well, which reminds us, Rebbe holds Eitzim themselves can be a mincha and require melech, hagasha, kamitza, and Eitzim. Daf Chaf Alf. So the Siman Daf Chaf Alf is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. When the man showing off his vintage ka, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf Aleph. When the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses dam shebishlo, blood which was cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood with it. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he uses the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanas, which reminds us, a brisa darshens the psukim of salting karbanas. But melech requires using actual salt, not mei melech, salt water, both tashvitz melech, and you shall not discontinue the salt teaches to use melech sheino shoveses, salt that never ceases to be produced, meaning melech stomis, which comes from the sea. So when the man showing off his vintage ka showed how he used the engine to cook with, his friend pointed out that if he would cook up blood, it would exempt him from eating it. And when he flipped over the meat and salted both sides, another friend said it reminded him of salting karbanos with sea salt, and that the kohanim could use the salt to season their kadshim, but not their chulin, which reminds us Shmuel holds that although kohanim may use salt for eating the karbanos themselves, they cannot use this salt for eating chulin. The Gemara wonders how chulin would be brought into the Azar to eat, and explains that a drasha teaches that Kohanim eat chulin and truma along with kachim, kadei shetehe ne'achelas ahosoveya, so that the kachim will be eaten while they're satisfied. Still, salt of hekdesh may not be used for this chulin. Daf Chabes, so the simmer Daf Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, cab? That must be on Daf Chabes. The cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds, which reminds us, a brisa teaches the source that wood for private karbanas is funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds. One would think that someone who accepts to bring an ola should bring his own wood, just like he brings his own nesachim. Therefore, the pasuk says, ala eitzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach, on the wood which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach. This compares the wood to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, it teaches, ma mizbeach mishal tzibur of eitzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Just as the mizbeach was funded from a communal fund, so too the wood and fire for personal karbanas come from communal funds. So the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kamitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda says that where the kometz of one mincha was mixed into a kohen gadol's mincha or minchas nesachim, it's invalid. Shezo begulasa ava, because this kometz's mixture of flour and oil is thick, being one log of oil per isaron of flour, vezo begulasa racha, whereas this, the minchas kohen mashiach or minchas nesachim mixture, is thin, being three log of oil per isaron of flour. The henboa zomizo, and they absorb one from the other. So, the cab driver transporting wood for private karbanas that came from communal funds had a kohen gadol and kohen as passengers whose kamitzas with different consistencies became mixed and were invalid, and overheard the kohen gadol say that when it comes to the mixing of the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur, they're not batal, since only ein mevatlin zeh zeh. Which reminds us, mixing the blood of the par and seir of Yom Kippur proves Olin in mevatlin zeh zeh. The things which go up on the mizbech do not nullify one another, so the seer's blood is not batal. Or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it proves, min bemino eino batal, that a kind mixed with its own kind is not nullified, and that is why the seer's blood is not batal. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Siman Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When Team Minchas saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style Kugelach, that must be around Daf Chaf Gimel. When Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss komets de Minchas Chote Sheshimno. If one placed oil on the komets of a sinner's mincha, Yochanan says it's possible, but Reish Lakish says one should rub the komets itself with the remnants of a log of oil from another mincha and offer it up on the Mizbeach, meaning one should ideally rub this komets along the inside of a kli, which contains drops of oil from a mincha it previously held. Therefore, the komets certainly remains valid if oil was placed on it. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their komets kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shtei Menachos Shol Nikmetzu et Minisar V'Zo B'Zo, if two Menachos to which Kemitza had not been performed became mixed with each other, Im Yachol Likmos Mizo Mifnei Atzma or Mizo Mifnei Atzma, if one can do Kemitza from this one separately and do Kemitza from this one separately, meaning enough of each Mincha remains separate, allowing for its Kemitza, both Menachos are valid, but if not, they are invalid. So when Team Mincha saw that the other team tampered with their Minchas Chote style kugelach by putting oil on them and mixing up their komets kugelach with other Mincha kugelach, they retaliated by taking Team Buster's meat from their sandwiches and mixing it with nevela, which sparked a debate if we go after the bato or the mavato from Min Bimino. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about Nevela and Shechuta being Mevatel each other, and whether we go Baser Batel or Baser Mevatel. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff did you discuss Dam Shebishlo, blood which one cooked, and whether one transgresses the prohibition of consuming blood for it? That's on Daf. Chafalov. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a mincha's komets became mixed with another mincha of a different consistency, like that of a mincha and a mincha of a kohen gadol? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss the din of tzirif between a lost half isaron, its replacement, and the original other half? That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that eitzim for private korbanos are funded mishal tzibur, from communal funds? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that mixing the blood of the par and seer proves either olin ein mevatun zeazeh or min bemino ein obatol? That's on Daf. Chabez. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if a tefillin places hand into a kli that had two half isarons of a mincha where one was already tameh from before? That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss whether salting a mincha is ma'akev? That's on Daf. Chav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff discusses which sacrificial items require melech and answers anything burned with wood on the mizbeach? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss tziruf kli of two halves of a mincha? That's on Daf. Chav Dalad. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that Kohanim may use the salt for their carbon, but not for the chulin that is eaten with it? That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.